Ragnvaldr was once the greatest city on Verhulgard, built on a natural font of magic, one of the seams tying the world together against the chaos. The people of Ragnvaldr were incredible innovators in the mystic arts, and every aspect of daily life was improved by their magic, supposedly the answer to all of life's inconveniences. Protected from outside threats by a colossal enchanted city wall, and within, all needs met by magic. But the wizards of Ragnvaldr drew too greedily on the seam, widened it too much, and one day, it tore. The world under Ragnvaldr, greatest city on Verhulgard, literally coming apart at the seam. And out of the tear? Demons. Beings of the chaos, bad ideas given form by the limitless magical energy. They spilled into the city, destroying everything in their path and killing all they came across. The wizards attempted to marshal a defense, gathered their mightiest mages, but the more they blasted away, the wider the tear and the more demons emerged. It was a hopeless battle. The only reason Verhulgard wasn't overrun? The wall. The colossal protective wall of Ragnvaldr, designed to keep enemies out, now trapped the demon scourge inside, and the city fell to ruin as its remaining citizens scattered across Verhulgard, never to return, carrying tales of their own folly. Traveling as a group provides some unique challenges, and that goes double when you add in the stressful situations that go along with being on an adventure. When you spend all your time with the same four people for weeks on end, it's inevitable that tempers will run high. Today, our resident expert on high tempers will air some of his grievances with his companions, because today, Theobor the Barbarian has an axe to grind with adventuring parties.
When you spend a lot of time with any group, tensions can mount to a boiling point. It takes compromise and rational discussion to reach a peaceful middle ground. Anyway, here's what my companions do that really pisses me off. Hey, what the hell? I know I had. Where is it?
Problem, Theobor?
Yeah! I had some travel cakes and pastries and stuff in the bottom of my pack, and they're all gone now.
Are you sure you didn't just eat them already?
Yeah, I've been rationing them. I should have had a bunch left, and they're gone. Have you guys seen them?
No. That is odd, though.
What is?
That we are both missing things we should have.
What are you missing?
My family jewels.
What?
I'm not sure how you could have misplaced those without noticing.
I don't see why that should be so difficult to believe. It's not like they are very big.
Sir Gwaitha, perhaps you could clarify. What exactly do you mean?
My share of the family jewels. A little bag of emeralds, you know, for emergencies. Theobor, are you quite well, sir?
Okay. I'm okay.
Actually, I've been missing something as well. A small golden vial of valuable incense.
That's weird. We're all missing. Hold on. Alias? You haven't said anything for a while.
Not even when Sir Gwaitha provided the ideal setup for low humor. Usually you would have been the first to mock him.
Low humor? When did I do that?
I guess I didn't find anything funny about Owain losing his emeralds.
Uh-huh. And are you missing anything?
Nope. You guys really ought to be more careful with your stuff.
Right. And I suppose we wouldn't find all our stuff if we searched your bags.
No, you would not. I resent the implication.
That is a serious accusation, Theobor.
You're right. And I apologize. I wouldn't find my cakes in your pack. Because I can see the crumbs on your cloak!
Oh, damn.
Alias! I am shocked at you! Absolutely appalled!
I am afraid I am not shocked, but I am disappointed. Are you going to return the things you took?
Yeah, fine.
Oh no, I don't want my cakes back now that she's eaten them. Just keep your sticky fingers out of my pack.
Theobald, wake up!
What is it? Goblins? Zombies? Bears? Zombie goblin bears?
You were snoring.
Yes? I was asleep.
It is a very disturbing sound.
Well, gee, Gilroy, I'm sorry that my snoring woke you up, but I need to sleep. Wait, what time is it?
An hour past midnight, perhaps?
This is your watch. You aren't supposed to be sleeping at all.
I was not sleeping, and frankly, I'm surprised that anyone was. I couldn't hear myself think.
I am going back to sleep. If you think I get angry during battle, just wait until you see the rage I will go into if you wake me up again before it's my turn to watch. Understand?
Yes.
We made it. The ruined city of Ragnvaldr.
Now that we're in, which way should we go?
North!
My apologies, Theobald. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No worries. Let's go.
Theobald, you seem to have set off in the wrong direction.
No. This is north, the direction I decided we should go.
Yes, but I said we should go south. And, I am the leader.
No, you aren't. I am.
I don't think so. Arenthir obviously picked me to be the party leader.
Did he say that?
Well, no.
Aha. See? Arenthir obviously meant for me to lead.
And he told you that, did he?
He didn't have to. It was obvious. I'm the party leader.
You don't know that. It could have been me he meant to lead.
No.
Hey, he might have. I'm excellent at planning heists and things.
Didn't he bail you out of prison so you could go on this quest? How good a planner could you be?
The party leader needs a level head, a calm disposition.
What? I'll level your head.
Excuse me, do you hear?
You're welcome to try at any time. I can certainly take you.
Right. Get down off your high horse and say that to my face.
Theobald, Owain, I think we should table this for now because...
Why don't you come up here and say it to my face? Can't reach, can you? Ha ha!
Theobald, Owain, demons! In case you hadn't noticed, we're surrounded now. I need you to fight the demons, not each other. Theobor, you take the ones from the north. Owain, you take the ones from the south. Alias and I will provide support in the middle. Now!
Ah, yes, quite right. Demons! What-ho! Ha-ha!
We'll discuss this later. Right now, I've got a lot of rage, and these demons are a convenient outlet.
That was slickly handled, Gilroy.
Yes, well... That is why Arenthir actually directly asked me to manage all the impulsive and hot-headed elements of the party.
Yeah, those two are a real handful.
Yes, those two.
An adventuring party is a huge pain. When they steal from you, interrupt your sleep, and act like they're in charge when it's definitely you that should be in charge. But in a fight, it's also good to have someone at your back you can trust. So I guess, in the end, it's worth putting up with all that stuff. I still think Arenthir meant for me to leave, though.
You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.